WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. An Eatontown woman who admitted she was high when she crashed head-on into a vehicle in Brick on Mother's Day 2021, killing the passenger and injuring the driver, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. 32-year-old Ashley Watkins must serve at least 4 years and 3 months before being eligible for parole. The crash took place at the intersection of Lanes Mill Road and Greenwood Loop. The driver, 78-year-old Terry Penrod, suffered a broken leg, but his wife Nancy, also 78, later died of her injuries. Toxicology results revealed Watkins had fentanyl and marijuana in her system, as well as Benadryl at the time of the crash. A former Monmouth County tennis coach has been sentenced to state prison for the sexual assault of a young student.
Before he was sentenced to 56 and a half years in state prison on Friday, 32-year-old Terry Quo tried to downplay his crimes and said he was not a monster. The tennis instructor from Colts Neck was convicted of 14 crimes, including aggravated sexual assault, kidnapping, and child endangerment. The Monmouth County prosecutor said Quo began sexually abusing the victim, a 12-year-old tennis student, in 2016. Investigators found Quo had also taken sexually explicit photos of the victim at public places, including an outdoor tennis court. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A large apartment fire this morning has forced dozens of people out of their homes on West 7th Street in Plainfield. The building has reportedly been without heat for weeks, with people being forced to use space heaters. The building is also next door to, as well as owned by, the same company that evicted tenants from a condemned building back in August. It's been nearly 25 years since The Sopranos debuted on HBO, changing the landscape of TV and New Jersey's pop culture relevance. Stephen Gorelick, director of the New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission, remembers a lot of explaining while clearing sites for the first season.
Crime drama in front of your office. All right, what's going to take place? Well, the main character, this guy Tony, is going to come out of a car and shoot this guy. Then he's going to get in his car and he's going to run over him and run over him again. This and that. And the guy's like, what?
He said by the second season, everyone knew what the show was and everyone wanted to film on their property. Now the association member Trust Business Report, music streaming giant Spotify will reduce its workforce again. The CEO announcing Monday the company is letting go 17% of its employees. This round of layoffs follows the company cutting 6% of its workers at the beginning of the year and another 2% in June. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 41 points to close at 36,204. You could have a better health plan. Association member Trust offers more options, better service, and more value. Visit amtcheckup.com for a health plan checkup today. That's AMTCheckup.com. Things turn frosty this evening. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Have a New Jersey community event you want everyone to know about? Looking for fun stuff to do in your neighborhood? Check out New Jersey 101.5's community calendar. Get the details on our events page at NJ1015.com.
New ones on the parkway going south, getting slow out of Union, coming back down towards the Kenilworth-Cranford vicinity and north end side of the parkway. You've got some slow traffic as well, coming in through Union, heading up towards the Oranges. Turnpike heavy on the eastern spur south near 16E. Better onto the car in the truck lanes. Lots of slowdowns, 287 south, heading back down to exit 1. And the traffic on 280 should improve westbound near Route 21. A crash has been cleared. They're still working on a crash on 78 east in Lebanon near exit 20. You've got two left lanes currently closed off. And the parkway, the south end side, in fact, there's two problems now south. One in Cranford, 137, a crash in the left lane, then a stall at 136, also in Cranford, with the right lane blocked off. Leaving New Jersey, the worst of it, the Hudson River tunnels, 15 to 20 minute delays. And NJ Transit, Morris and Essex line service still suspended. Chatham through Mount Tabor, Tom Rivers, New Jersey, traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey, traffic south. So the Maple Shade area, Route 73, is easing out because of an earlier accident that was right near Kings Highway. Now, we do have a drawbridge opening planned for the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge around 620. So just keep that in mind if you see delays soon if you're headed that way. Bordentown, you have some traffic lights that are not working correctly and confusing people at the intersection at 130 both ways at Farnsworth Avenue. The shoulder is closed off. use caution, be polite, be patient. 29 southbound is slow around Trenton at Market Street through DeCass. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Leaking water heater, clogged toilet, or your heating system not working? You'll always be in good hands with Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your heating system for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire season. 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com.
All Jersey, all the time.
You're the best thing out there. I listen to you every day.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Tomorrow will end up 5 to 10 degrees colder than today. As a chilly air mass takes hold in New Jersey once again, mainly clear tonight and potentially frosty. Lows will dip into the mid-30s, give or take. And tomorrow's highs only mid-40s, so it'll be partly sunny with a chance for some sprinkles or flurries at some point. Wednesday, partly sunny, chilly and dry. Highs come down to the lower 40s. And then Thursday is the bottom of the barrel, coldest day of the week. Partly sunny again, 20s in the morning. Highs only make it to around 40 Thursday afternoon, feeling pretty January-ish there. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, it's 49 in Scotts Plains, 46 in Belmar, 44 in Mays Landing. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And New Jersey weather brought to you by Right Choice Recovery. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, Right Choice Recovery can help with their beautiful state-of-the-art facility in Dayton, New Jersey. It's never too late to recover. RightChoiceRecoveryNJ.com. That's RightChoiceRecoveryNJ.com.